Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
In our studio is Ed Siskel, the City of Chicago Corporation Counsel and the head of the Chicago Law Department. Welcome and thanks for coming into our studio, Ed. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, John.
You don't want to comment on that, do you? I guess that's not your purview, is it? That's a county tax.
It's a Cook County tax, so the City of Chicago is not involved in that. We've got plenty of other class action lawsuits to deal with.
Aren't you glad you don't have to sort that thing out? Oh, my God. What a tangle that is. Actually, we asked you to come over and just comment for us a little bit on the sanctuary status for Chicago and the lawsuit that's taking place. Can you describe that a little for us?
Sure, John. So yesterday morning, the City of Chicago filed a lawsuit here in federal court in the Northern District of Illinois in Chicago against Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And we filed the lawsuit because of new restrictions that the Trump Justice Department has imposed on cities and counties that receive a public safety grant funds from a program called the Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant. This is an annual grant that we've been applying for and receiving vital public safety funds under 4 years now.
Of a few million dollars.
Yes. Last year it was about $2.3 million. Yeah. We would anticipate it would be something similar, this year.
So that's their lever. If you don't participate in cooperating with ICE officials or other federal immigration officials, then we'll withhold this funding for cities.
Yes, but, we're also going in with eyes wide open that this is a test case and that while the Justice Department and the Trump administration may be focusing right now on just this one grant, that they've made pretty clear their intention to apply this across a whole range of federal funds. If you look back to the very beginning of the Trump administration, feels like a long time ago, but it was just a few months ago, they introduced an executive order within the first week or two that the Trump administration was in office that was designed to eliminate all federal funding to so-called sanctuary cities. So while this is about one particular grant, we have no illusions that it's going to stop there.
Yeah, when I first heard what the measure was, I thought, wow, that's not what I thought. I thought it was going to be much more draconian. And who knows, maybe it could be. Different cities define sanctuary status differently. What does it mean in Chicago?
Well, we use the term welcoming city. We have a welcoming city ordinance. And you're right that there are different models all across the country. And so to talk about and to implement restrictions that are designed to deal with so-called sanctuary cities is problematic in and of itself because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. So, for example, in Chicago, we don't collect immigration status related information in the first place. A long time ago, back in the Harold Washington administration, the city and the city council made a determination that we wanted cops to focus on protecting citizens and residents of Chicago and to focus on fighting crime, not gathering immigration status related information.
So if you pull somebody over for speeding or drunk driving or whatever, you're not going to ask them if they're here legally?
Our police do not gather information about people's immigration status.
There are
situations where they might come across that information. And we have policies and procedures for dealing with that. But as a practice, we don't gather that information. And for good reason, you want the community to feel safe, comfortable coming to the police. This is part of our fundamental community policing strategy that rather than having folks in the shadows, you want them to come forward to report criminal activity, to be willing to serve as witnesses in a criminal case or prosecution, and to take advantage of vital city services, whether it's our community colleges, healthcare related services, rather than feeling in fear of the police.
What does the administration want you to do?
Well, they want three things, and they've announced just last Thursday three conditions on receipt of these public safety grant funds. First, they are mandating that cities like Chicago provide ICE agents unlimited access to police lockup facilities or detention facilities to go in and interrogate individuals about their immigration status. And to be clear, this is not limited to where they have particular information that somebody is here unlawfully. They want that access to interview and interrogate people to find out. Second, they are requiring cities like Chicago to provide 48 hours advance notice before someone is released from custody to ICE agents so that they can potentially pick them up on immigration.
But are we talking about, so suppose I'm speeding or doing something that caused me to be arrested and I'm going to spend the night in a county jail. A city jail.
So that's an important issue here because the city of Chicago doesn't run a jail. We have lockup facilities at many of our police stations where we might process someone after an arrest, determine whether there is sufficient probable cause to charge them, and then have them transferred over to Cook County and presented to a judge to be charged with a crime. And for a judge to make the determination, should they be released on bond? Should they be released on their own recognizance? That 48-hour requirement that we give 48 hours advance notice is going to put us in a position where we have to hold somebody for longer than otherwise necessary solely for the basis of
otherwise giving, necessary or otherwise lawful. I mean,
exactly.
Can you do that just out of convenience for the federals?
We think that there's quite a bit of case law out there that would suggest that that is a violation of Fourth Amendment rights.
I don't know how it's not, but isn't the problem with this, though? And this is people listening to you maybe are tracking going, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, then do what you're doing. But doesn't it frustrate you, the notion that that guy you pulled over for speeding or for whatever offense, he's now at Cook County, and he's not a violent criminal. We don't have a rap sheet a mile long on this guy, but he's not here legally. So shouldn't we cooperate with the federal government to see that he's, I don't know, removed or whatever happens to people who aren't here legally? We ought to allow that process to go forward, particularly if that person is not here legally, they do commit a crime. They do something. We go, damn, we had him in our hands. He was at Cook County and we let him go. Why? Because Chicago won't cooperate. Isn't that on you guys?
Well, no.
That's the way that goes.
No, John, because, you know, the federal immigration authorities have a job to do. This and the city of Chicago, actually, under our welcoming city ordinance, has provisions so that if there is a criminal warrant out for someone, if there has been a judicial determination that there is probable cause that somebody has committed a serious offense, that we will cooperate with such a criminal detainer and turn them over under those circumstances. What this is about is whether you are going to violate somebody's Fourth Amendment rights on the mere suspicion that they might be here unlawfully and hold them longer than necessary simply so that ICE can come in and make that determination.
Well, here's the other problem with this. How the hell are they going to do that? How many ICE agents do we have? Think of all of the people that go through big city jails. They're going to interview all of them? How are they even going to determine that?
And there's been no plan that we've seen for ICE to
Doesn't that sound onerous to you?
I would think that would require a huge, huge amount of resources. And we've seen no such commitment of resources. And the downside is that it is breeding a culture and an environment of fear in the community where people feel reluctant to come forward and report criminal activity.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want, as part of the mayor and Superintendent Eddie Johnson's community policing strategy, for people to see the cops as part of their community, as someone that they can turn to, rather than somebody who's there to turn them over for deportation.
The head of the Chicago Law Department, Ed Siskel's in our studio. I know you've got a couple of questions. In our studio right now, City of Chicago Corporation Counsel, the head of the Chicago Law Department, Ed Siskel, is here. So you are suing Jeff Sessions, the Department of Justice, right?
That's correct.
Cities do that. It's not Jeff Sessions personally. The city is suing the federal government, essentially.
That's correct. And we're asking a federal court to declare that the new restrictions that the Trump administration has announced on these public safety funds is unlawful and unconstitutional.
It sounds a little tit for tattish. Is there case law on this? How does history record these sorts of things?
Well, you know, already when the Justice Department and the Trump administration tried to defend the executive order that would have potentially remove all federal funding against from so-called sanctuary cities, a judge out in California, when San Francisco and Santa Clara County sued, that was enjoined. A judge basically said that that executive order could not be enforced. This is sort of the next step, where the Justice Department has now moved to tying what we see as vital public safety grant funds to these conditions. And our lawsuit is premised on the notion that we shouldn't be forced to choose between public safety dollars that are so important to the crime fight and agreeing to these conditions that are directly inconsistent with the Constitution and our welcoming city ordinance.
Well, the president and the attorney general say it's too bad Chicago is choosing to play politics and not safeguard its people. Rather than take the money from the federal government to give your officers vests and body cams and life-saving equipment for them and for us, you guys are going against the federal grain and being this welcoming city and not helping them round up illegal aliens.
This is not about politics, John. This is about standing up for our values as a welcoming city and for what we see as a threat to our police community relations that is so essential to protecting public safety and the crime fight. When you create an atmosphere where people fear when they report criminal activity, when they cooperate with law enforcement and serve as witnesses in criminal cases, that it is going to risk their friends, their family, their loved ones, their neighbors being swept up in an immigration-related dragnet, that is going to undermine public safety and make our community less secure.
Is there a link between illegal aliens in this city and our spike in crime?
Well, the Attorney General and the Trump administration has said that a number of times. They've been asked repeatedly to provide any kind of factual support, any data to back that up, and they haven't been able to do that. It's been all rhetoric about the link. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who has been policing the streets of Chicago for 30 years, has made very clear that there is no link between illegal immigration and the increased crime rate. And studies nationwide show, actually, that sanctuary cities as a whole have lower crime rates, for precisely the reasons that I've pointed to, that it encourages people to be willing to come forward and cooperate with law enforcement. So the facts just don't support the Justice Department's position here.
Larry, you're on WGN. What was your question?
Yes, I would like to know why Chicago and all these cities that are sanctuary cities want illegal immigrants in this country when they can't even take care of the poor people that are living in these cities as it is. They would have so much more money to solve the crimes and to take care of people that are here illegally.
I got it, Larry. It's beeping 2 o'clock, but I want him to respond to that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, at a time when the city is focused on reducing the crime fight, it is essential that these kinds of federal grant programs that have provided essential funds for police cars and radios and computers and SWAT team equipment, that we don't lose funds like that, and that they shouldn't be held up from helping with the crime fight over what is essentially a political ploy. And here, where this is about encouraging cooperation between all residents of Chicago and police for community policing strategies, it is fundamentally undermining public safety to tie those essential grant dollars to requiring us to be commandeered to do what is essentially a federal immigration job.
The Corporation Counsel for the City of Chicago is Ed Siskel. Ed, thanks for coming into our studio today.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'd love it if you could come into our studio again. I sure appreciate your time.